From the Opubco Studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Got him!
Send it this way.
That is how you start a show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 8th installment of Podcast Don't Suck, episode 8. Little applause there. This is brought to you by the good people at 796 Entertainment, us. And featured by the good people at lookatokc.com.
Those
them.
People.
Them. Those are the people.
Good us people. And them.
Nice.
Represented by Nick Tankersley. All right, let's go ahead. Oh, there he is. Nick Tankersley, the Nick producer. Tankersley. He gets the first one up. I'm Dan O'Donoghue. With me, Spencer Hicks.
Woo!
There's that guy. It's Brad Chadporter.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Take and it. Then Derek Smith.
Woo! Yes. Come on.
Are you still?
Derek Smith.
He's still on the train.
Hot.
Actually,
it's only because I'm glad this brings us right into what we want to talk about. Okay, let's go ahead and bring us into this, Spencer. What are we talking about here? Let's talk about some comments people have left.
Okay, well, as you know, if you visit our site at lookatokc.com, you can leave comments at the bottom of each show. So I'm going to read a comment we received recently.
Yay!
So
yay comments! Yay!
This comment is from Zelda Pinwheel. And her comment reads, "Ink time, ink time, ink time. Anxiously awaiting documentation of said ink. Yeah, good luck with all of that. I'm going to the living room to watch Dexter."
Good show.
Nice.
Fantastic show.
Good show.
I can't wait for season 3.
It's a fine show. It's not a great show.
No, it is a great show.
I thought season 3 already started.
I tried. I mean, it may be, but I'm waiting for the DVDs.
Oh.
Well, so she's excited about us getting our bodies marred forever.
Yeah. Yep. So we're going to give an update about that. Well, what's the update? The update is we haven't done it yet.
I've got Derek's tattoo picked out.
I've got Brad's tattoo picked out.
I've got Dan's tattoo picked out.
Are you going to...
You don't have my tattoo?
I do. No, okay, I do. I still have to work on it, though. I mean, I actually have to... Yours takes a little bit of effort. I'm not just throwing some words together.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
Or something.
Well, we're going to go to... actually, I'd like to plug Cassie Stover's tattoo. 11th and Hudson.
11th and Hudson.
Yeah. Let's go.
Hudson Tattoos at 11th and Hudson.
We can't go right now.
Let's go right after this.
The store hours are from 3 to 9.
Actually, I have to go to work after this, so let's go later.
Tuesday through Saturday.
There you go. Thanks for... I bet you'll appreciate that plug.
You can also check her out on MySpace. It's Hudson Tattoos.
Also, since
there
we're
you go,
doing...
Cassie. You're famous now.
Since we're doing plugs, I forgot to mention that this week's music was provided by the Gumshoes.
The Gumshoes. Awesome.
The Gumshoes. The Gumshoes. You can find out more about the Gumshoes at myspace.com/gumshoes.
Check them out.
My good friend Alex Gutierrez, he's in that band with a girl that I don't know. But I do know Alex. So he's a good guy, and it's good music. Thanks for letting us use your stuff. Let's go ahead and go straight into our Look at OKC calendar powered by Wimgo.
Oh, it's scary.
Wimgo.
Balls are flying.
Does it.
Okay, we really need to drop that. That's
nope.
You want a biz?
That is never going away.
That's donezo.
No, get used to it. Start liking it again because it's coming back.
Learn
every week.
Know it.
I know
Balls
it.
Balls are flying.
I've heard it. And I don't
think
like
what
it.
We should do. See? I think you keep up with it, and so it'll become funny again. It'll be like, oh, stop saying it, stop saying it. You know what? I like it again. It's going to be one of those.
Kind of like a Family Guy episode.
Exactly.
I can't believe he's been fighting this chicken for 3 minutes, and then it's funny again.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Brad. You know what? No, I'll do the first one, then Brad will do the second one here. And I wrote a question here to remind myself, because I've been asked this. They go, where is this Look at OKC calendar that you reference week in and week out?
Yeah, I get that all the time.
I get it all
people
the time.
People stop me on the street.
They go, excuse me, are you Spencer Hicks? Excuse me.
Yes, I am.
I want you to explain something to me.
I've been listening to the show for 3-4 weeks now, solid, and I love it. It's a great show.
I hear that, yeah.
What is this Look at OKC calendar you guys keep talking about? I know what Wimgo is. Everybody knows what Wimgo is.
Yeah.
But this Look at OKC calendar, I don't know what it is, Spencer. What is it?
Well, I'll let you take it.
Well, now I guess I'm Dan again.
Now you're Dan, because you were me, and now you're Dan.
Okay, cool. What it is, basically, it's a calendar that you can find in Look at OKC that has a whole bunch of stuff listed for the month and the week and all that stuff. And so that's what that is.
It's good.
I'm explaining that. That's the printed, basically, Wimgo. And that can be found in any Look at OKC.
The name...
What?
That you gave this segment
and
the name that you provided for the listener at the beginning of this segment
yeah.
has an internal logic of its own. And I think bear with me here.
I'm with
that the listener, whomever they may be, probably has a pretty good idea where to find it.
This was a legitimate question I was asked, and I was they're like, "What is that?" And I'm like, "It's in the Look at OKC."
Don't listen to your grandmother anymore.
Well, she's a nice lady.
She is a nice lady.
She doesn't understand because she doesn't live here.
You want?
Well, that's because my grandmothers are both dead. But thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah,
I know. Quit talking. It's weird.
You're listen, kidding, right?
Necrophilia is a victimless crime.
Whoa!
We just switched gears, apparently. Let's go into our first...
This got weird.
Let's go into our first Wimgo.
See, I say one time, and he's like, necrophilia. Like, that's better.
That's not a bad word. It's not a slur against any group of people.
Point. Point for Spencer.
It's a slight...
It's not against who? Dead people?
They don't care.
They don't care.
They're done.
No, it's against the necrophiliacs.
Well, until
there's nothing else to call them.
Until they unionize.
The cold lovers.
I'm continue to call them.
Anyways, May 29th, a festival of rock discourse. 2009. Discourse. I get it. We got Buckcherry. We got Shinedown. We got Saving Abel. We got Static X. Saliva. Loaded.
Rev Theory.
Rev Theory. Hailstorm. I don't know if that's supposed to be... Hailstorm, but that's how this is a copy from the so I don't know. Maybe they're just Hailstorm, like a winter anyway. Burn Halo and One Day that's it. Those are the bands. One Day, One Only, or One Stage. All Zoo Amphitheater shows are on sale at Buy for Less stores, which cracks me up. Because that's the quality of a good concert when you can buy the ticket at Buy for Less. And then I don't know what research stores in Tulsa are. Basically, the point is I haven't heard of any of those bands.
Whoa, Buckcherry, Shinedown, Buckcherry. There's a guy.
Buckcherry.
Yeah,
they sound familiar. I can't name a song though.
Buckcherry.
Are they? Listen,
yeah.
You get it? It's like Chuck Berry but mixed up.
Oh, I didn't get that. Is that really why they're called?
No.
Yes.
No.
I can't imagine that's why.
Oh, no. That's no. That,
I mean,
yes,
that
that's
gives
exactly
them more credit if that's what it is.
Like, it is.
It's better than
what did they listen to?
Chuck Berry
at some point, though?
Yeah, that obviously, if you've heard of their music, they are very heavily influenced by Chuck Berry.
I just want to say this. If an obtuse Chuck Berry reference is good enough for Back to the Future, it's good enough for me.
I'll buy that. If you want more information, you can go to zooamp.com or tickets.com.
Tickets.
What else you got for us, Brad? That's... I love Zoo Amphitheater. You guys ever been to a show at the Zoo Amphitheater?
Yes, I've been to some really good shows at the Zoo Amphitheater.
Alice Cooper, Kiss?
No.
Cooper, every other Kiss. Washed up nobody you've ever...
Journey with the new Filipino singer, which
amazing.
Is actually awesome.
Yeah.
I did see that guy.
Oh, he is fantastic.
He actually is.
What?
I dare say he's better than Steve... What's his name?
Perry.
Steve Perry. Thank you, gentlemen.
Steve Perry.
I know
Steve
that's Perry. Blasphemy, Perry. But when you go back and listen to Steve Perry, he's kind of rough compared to
the
new guy.
You're kind of rough compared to the new guy.
Hey, you shut your mouth.
I like my guys.
Well, I did go see the washed up losers, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Nice.
Zoo Amp. That was a fantastic concert. God, they're good.
Really?
Father yes. Melissa Etheridge's baby.
Boo. Any other good shows there?
No, that's the only good one I've seen.
No, I didn't think so.
But it was a great show. Like, that was a great show.
That's good.
It was really good, but no, nothing else.
I always wonder how much it costs to... Only huge shows go there. I've always wondered how much it would cost to put on a show there. I think we should try to put on a comedy show at the Zoo Amphitheater. What do you guys think?
I got a contact there.
Outside comedy is never good.
Yeah.
No.
Outside comedy?
Sometimes it can be okay, but it's never fun.
I think we should try.
Nope.
Call it a Woodstock. We'll have 2 days.
Okay.
Comstock.
Joke stock.
We'll work on this later. Off air. we'll talk about this later. Brad, do you have another Wimgo thing you want to get out of the way?
Mondays don't suck. That's at the
right.
Speakeasy.
What?
Every Monday night now. Every single Monday night now.
It's terrifying.
At the Speakeasy.
It's a lot of work.
51st and Western. It's going to be a great summer. It's going to be good.
I got an event that we didn't write down.
What is it?
May 29th at Theopolis. It's gonna be a comedy show.
That's true. It's a comedy showcase.
Them share his own Brad Jared Porter, Spencer Hicks, and myself, and among others of amazing talent.
Well, you guys are gonna
Seth
be competing
Joseph
with
Seth Joseph from New York coming back.
Seth from
Joseph.
New York City.
Hopefully, some people will show up. You also got the
$5
Zoo Amphitheater. Oh,
at Theopolis, Norman.
Hey, Brad, I made you this gin and tonic drink. Do you like it?
Oh, that sounds awful.
Do you like it?
No.
Well, really?
Yes, I know.
Ask,
I love it.
I ask, love it. Ask me it's what beautiful. Kind of gin I used in it.
What kind of gin did you use in it?
Cotton. Eli Whitney joke.
I thought it was dry.
Save your jokes for the end of the show, Spencer.
I couldn't hold that one in. That pun was too
Save
perfect.
Save your jokes. And that'll bring us
Where
right
did
into
it even come from? I don't know.
Why did that even enter your mind?
We were in a lull. And there was a pun in my head, and I said, this has got to get outside of me. Got to get outside of me is what I tried to say.
Let's go ahead and do our Red Box Pick of the Week real quick.
Red Box Pick of the Week.
Red Box Pick of the Week. Zoom
amphitheater.
Dodge it. Brad, what's the Red Box Pick of this week? Will you read that for me?
Red Box Pick of the Week this week is Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yes,
starring
it is.
The incomparable Kevin James.
What? Yeah, I thought that was the one with that other guy from
I'm ready to fight you now. Like, I'm ready to do battle. I came into this room today knowing that this was a Red Box Pick of the Week, and I am ready to fight. Who wants to do it?
Wait a minute.
I'll fight you.
Kevin James isn't very funny.
Kevin James is amazing.
Nah, he's
funny
stupid.
In every way.
No, he's not.
Have you ever seen a stand-up act?
Yes.
Here's
Kevin James' stand-up act.
You didn't laugh.
Here it is. Oh, my gosh. Muffins are so big. It's like I have to carry it outside of the thing. He's like, that's a muffin. It's a big muffin. Look at
it's
me.
It's a beanbag chair.
Let me pretend to carry this big muffin because that's hilarious and everybody loves big muffins. I'm Kevin James, the funniest guy alive because I came up with the big muffin pantomime joke.
Okay, first of all, he never claimed to be the funniest man alive. Second of all,
you're making
stop
that claim
hating.
For him, and you suck.
Stop. I didn't say he was the funniest man alive. I just think he's a brilliant comedian who, had a
brilliant.
Great show for 9 years on TV. Thank you very much.
His wife was a Scientologist
Thank you very much.
In the show.
She wasn't a Scientologist in the show.
She, in real life, she is.
She is in real life, though.
Yeah,
and that's disgusting.
Your definition of greats, I wouldn't say it's a great show. It was an adequate show that somehow lasted for 9 years. But
somehow
it
lasted for 9 years. So, I like how the show accidentally slipped by for 9 years.
Yeah.
What else? Millions
what
of people watched
else
it every week.
Put there?
Millions of people watched it every week.
I actually...
It just barely got by.
Didn't like, really think it was that funny.
I like Kevin James, but my problem with the show is... Why does an ugly fat guy always get a hot wife?
Because
this
that's
is not happening
TV.
In real life.
Oh, it is. Have you ever gone to a mall on a Saturday?
No.
You will see hot girls with these fat loser guys. And you're like, what is it?
See, but
Stupid.
You know what? You automatically know. They're, like, they're not dating.
It.
That's the good friend.
No.
That's
they,
like,
they deal with it in the show. They deal with it in the show quite aptly, as a matter of fact, about how he used to be an athlete and he was much
okay, so
more
this
svelte.
Is,
when they
this is a him. Great show. I stand corrected.
No, it's a fine show. And
I honestly...
I will battle you right now.
Honestly,
I didn't
think
expect
it's,
to get into an argument. I came with fisticuffs ready. I came
honestly,
ready to do some
there,
boxing.
It's you have the chubby, kind of mildly attractive, but mostly unattractive comedian, and then you got to match him with the beautiful wife, so you hit all the demographics. It's not like a matter... I mean, it's a hitting of a demographic.
Yeah,
right. That's it.
Absolutely.
I don't want to be a stickler, but you said chubby.
He's
the man is morbidly obese.
Morbid.
He is not morbidly
it
obese.
Is morbid
he weighs
how
more
obese
than I do.
He can move, though, pretty well. You ever
and
seen
I'm
this Paul
on the
Blart
cusp.
Movie? He's sliding around and jumping through windows. And
no, but see, that was
hilarious.
A joke because he was trying to slide and he didn't make it.
Yeah.
And then he has to scoot behind the little mall map.
He
because
got,
he's fat.
He looks like that fat kid that gets stuck
Physical
in the tube
joke.
Ride at Whitewater. Just like,
I'm telling you, he's a brilliant comedian.
The question is,
deserves
did anyone
such.
Did anyone see Observe and Report?
No.
No, I haven't seen Paul Blart. It's probably not that good.
You have seen Paul Blart.
I have not.
I thought you did.
No, I haven't seen Paul Blart. It's probably not that good, but
yeah, you're right.
I'm still going to defend it.
It's worth a dollar.
It's worth a dollar.
Definitely worth a dollar.
Which is the
definitely
moral of the show. Moral of this... that's right. The moral
you know
is
what?
Worth a dollar.
I think we should institute a new rule.
What's that?
You can't make the kind of obstinate, stubborn, thick-headed stand...
Well, you got to explain who you're pointing to now. You're
Spencer
pointing.
Is making... Thank
okay.
you. Just wait for it. It's coming around. That Spencer is making now more than once a week.
You can kiss me in the butt.
Like he said in instead of on. Made it much more gross. Well, that's your Red Box pick this week. Go out and rent Paul Blart Mall Cop for a good laugh and a good time. For $1, ladies and gentlemen. $1 million films for $1.
$1 million films. $1.
Dan, I can't wait till you get a career in easy listening radio.
I can't either. I can't wait till I get a career. Don't need to be easy listening radio.
This is Sounds of the Swan taking you away.
Thanks for listening to
Dan O'Donnell.
Thanks for listening to The Storm.
The Storm.
You know, there was actually an easy listening station here in Oklahoma City for a long time with the call letters KOMA.
Is it still?
It's still around. KOMA,
I don't think it's easy listening anymore. I don't think Nick's it's easy listening anymore, but it used to be easy listening.
92.5 KOMA.
Coma.
I think
Coma.
It's like Coma. Yeah, no, Coma is still around. They play like hits from the 60s and 70s.
Do they?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, it was easy listening.
Easy listening.
How do you have an easy, like, who?
My dad listens to
easy listening. Who didn't stand up in that meeting and go, hey, you know, maybe we shouldn't, let's use one of the other stations as the easy listening station. We don't want to brand ourselves with Coma today.
I don't understand, like,
Coma played easy listening. That's funny.
Like, how one type of music got branded easy listening. Like, what kind of music or sound was someone listening to? Were like, this is really hard to listen to. Like, my ears hurt after. Like, you can say loud music, whatever. But what,
rock and roll.
Yeah. Kill, yeah. But I mean, like, easy, like, this is, my ears are having no trouble processing this noise.
You don't have to, no, easy
this
listening.
This is easy listening.
It's easy listening on a couple levels. Like, the lyrics are never, like,
aggressive
or even, like, difficult. It's always just, like, I love you more.
No challenging, yeah.
Like, there's no challenging about of anything.
Barney songs?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, have you heard? What about it's Peanuts like on the airplane, huh? Am I right?
Like, yeah, like, that would be an easy listening joke. See what I mean?
This could be a segment in the show. Hacking it up.
We do that every week, Brad. We
That's
just
not
always
a segment.
Don't have a title.
That's true.
All of these segments are hacking it up.
All right, I'm excited because we have an update for Operation Reginald Bell Johnson. We have an update, Woo! Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We have made progress.
Update.
This is what we do. We set goals, and we work hard to achieve those goals in a mildly timely fashion.
That's right.
And Nick was actually the one that cracked into this one.
Yeah,
Nick, are you going to be able to come in here? He cracked the first on the seal.
Yeah, he's done
that
some,
is Reginald Bell
he's
Johnson.
He's done the footwork.
He's done right, and now we're just close. We're a stone's throw away from talking to this man. Nick's going to come in. He figured out a way to get a hold of him.
Producer
maybe.
Nick Tankersley, ladies
Producer
and gentlemen.
Producer Nick Tankersley.
Let's hear it.
Let's applause.
Hear it for him.
Yes.
Nick, I made you a gin and juice.
Oh, thank you very much. What kind of gin would that be?
Cotton.
Better the second time. I didn't think it was going to be better the second time.
It is. It's like heroin. Better the second time. Well, the first time you just don't know what you're doing.
All right, Nick. So
anyway.
So you figured out something about Reginald Bell Johnson.
Right. Well, as a recap, what had happened a couple of weeks ago, or was it maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, I said that through contacts at the media organization where I work,
right?
Okay,
we had found an agent's number.
Yep.
Who was more than likely his agent at one time because he represented people from this company that produced Family Matters.
That's exciting,
right? It all is. It's all a lie. It's all a big lie.
Wait, what's a lie?
What's a lie?
I don't have any numbers.
Are you kidding me?
I never spoke to anybody.
It's perfect.
I didn't try. What? Well,
that's unbelievable.
I feel like my dad right now. Like, I told you so. Told you.
We bring you into the booth because I think you're going to give us the listeners. They're dying for this, Nick. Now they want to talk to some Reginald Bell Johnson. They want to hear us talk to Reginald Bell Johnson.
Well, my personal goal, to be fair, was to destroy you in front of other people, and like.
Success.
I couldn't do that by just lying and then immediately saying, oh, it was lying. Like, I had
That's
to let
true.
It fester and grow.
For weeks.
That's
this
true.
Is for weeks.
Weeks.
Yeah.
I feel like Nick, in a couple days, is going to show up with, like, a crate full of my old comic books and say, remember, you got robbed April 1st, 2005? That was me, buddy. Here they are.
I marked out all the words.
No,
by the way,
no,
I stole
I
your
destroyed
identity.
Every single one of those.
Those are all burned.
Yeah, you're not getting them back.
He just puts in a video of him burning them.
So, okay. Well, then Reginald Bell Johnson, we're back to
square one
on this one?
Mm-hmm. Square one.
So
I'd say we're back to before square one. I'd say...
Hey,
it
might be time to pick
geometric
a different person.
Shape.
No.
Zero.
We have researched Reginald Bell Johnson on IMDb, and you cannot take that away from us.
That's
true.
We cannot. And I did watch a rerun of Family Matters. No, it's a lie, too. I haven't seen that show in a year. Only a year.
I can't believe you, Nick.
Where's the mission accomplished banner? Go ahead and put it on the aircraft.
Huh? Let me tell you what I meant by mission accomplished. It meant that I intended to accomplish a mission at some point.
Okay.
All right, just to clarify.
I'm so disappointed, Nick. I had a dream. I had a dream last night that I was directing a major motion picture that was had a cameo of... Oh, Nick's leaving. He doesn't want to hear the story.
Thank you, Nick.
They had a cameo of Reginald Bell Johnson in it, and in that dream, I leaned over to Brad, and I said, Brad, look, there's this manager. We can go find out if Reginald Bell Johnson will be on our dumb podcast.
Was I in your dream?
No, you weren't there. Spencer, this has been a stressful podcast.
Really? I agree.
And it's been...
Come on, guys.
There's
been,
only...
I am worn out.
It hasn't been that bad.
I think I need something to kind of de-stress myself. Really? Like besides what? This gin and tonic you made me, which is delicious.
You want to know what makes it so special?
I don't. I just like the mystery of why it's so special.
Okay. Well, I won't tell you what kind of gin I used.
I'm gonna guess it's Tanqueray. But...
Beef Eaters.
Beef Eaters.
Beef Eaters cotton gin.
That's not... Well, what I'm trying to say, Spencer, is...
Do you want me to give you a massage?
No.
Yes.
I need
yes.
a... Spencer's joke of the week to help me out. I need a Spence. I need one joke from you, Spence. That's all I need is one joke. Woo! And it will make me feel so much better about today, about my life, about Derek.
I concur.
Have people been talking about me on the comments?
No.
No? Okay, good.
What?
Anybody who says anything about me, I will find you. Spencer?
Yes?
Let's roll this stuff.
Okay.
Appreciate
Dan,
that.
Dan, here's your joke.
Okay, thank you, Spencer.
I'm giving you one joke since it's been so stressful.
Thank you.
Okay, this father, mother, and little son are at the circus.
Mm.
And, just enjoying the sights and sounds, the clowns, the animals, the lions, all that kind of stuff. So the dad goes up to go get some cotton candy because, I mean, it's not really a circus event if you don't have some cotton candy. Right. So.
Amen.
So the dad gets up and goes, and the elephants are parading by, and little boy's like, Mommy, Mommy, what's that thing hanging off the elephant? And the mom's like, that's his trunk, sweetie, that's nothing. And the kid's like, no, Mom, in the back. What's hanging off the elephant in the back? And the mom's like, no, you know, that's the tail, clearly, tail. Kid's like, no, Mom, underneath the elephant, what is that? And the mom's flustered. She didn't want to have this discussion about the birds and the bees with her kid right now at the circus. So she's like, honey, that's nothing. You know, don't even worry about it. So later on in the circus, the mom has to go tinkle because she's been drinking sodas. So she's gone and the son's there with the little boy or the, you know, dad and the little boy are sitting there. And the elephants go parading by again. The son comes with the same questions. Dad, what's that hanging off the elephant? Son, that's the trunk. No, no, in the back. Okay, son, that's the tail. No, dad, what's that thing hanging off the elephant underneath it? Dad says, son, that's the elephant's penis. The kid has a puzzled look on his face and says, Mom said that was nothing. Dad says, son, I've spoiled that woman. Dan, are you feeling better?
I'm feeling better.
I've got another joke for you.
What? No! Oh, get out of here!
Two?
Yeah.
Get out of here! Two jokes this week?
I know. I thought
do
you guys,
it to me, Rockapella.
You
this
guys,
is good.
You guys thought I just had one.
Oh, my God.
I did not. Threw you a curveball.
This guy. This guy.
This highfalutin guy.
He's going to get the best tattoo. I'm sorry. Are you starting your next
yes,
joke?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead and do your next joke. I'm sorry. I'm still glowing about two jokes. Are you kidding me?
I know. It's one of those days. So this highfalutin kind of snotty French guy comes walking out of a theater. And he's all like, you know, la-da-da, I'm a highfalutin French guy.
La-da-da.
And there's a hobo laying on the curb like they do. And the hobo's like, hey, buddy, I'm really down on my luck, and I haven't eaten in a long time, and I'm hungry. Can I have some money for food? And the highfalutin guy says, looks at him and says, listen, you know, neither a borrower nor a lender be Shakespeare. And the hobo looks up at him and says, kiss my ass, cocksucker. Carl Winfrow.
High five. Nice job.
See, he quoted himself. That's the joke.
I like it. No, I got it. And that'll be Spencer Hicks' joke of the week, everybody.
Spencer Hicks, joke of the week.
Time for just one joke.
Time for a single joke.
Time for just one joke.
Every week.
Yeah, we did, but
we do have a negative comment.
What?
We do on the podcast.
We don't get negative comments.
Yep.
Did Spencer write it?
No, it's a comment by a fellow named Jim Blackwell. Who?
he's on the right wing radio talk show.
Yeah. Well,
I've heard of him.
He says, Jim here, that's Mr. Blackwell to you leftist liberalish comedians, in quotes.
What?
Quoted comedians.
Liberalish isn't a word.
I'm very disappointed in the lack of conservative rhetoric on this show. I wonder if my comment will be mentioned in a future episode.
Darn right it will.
You're darn right it will.
Darn
you don't
right
come
it will.
At us. You don't come at us acting like you know, our Republican cards need to be revoked.
You're a Republican, sir. Aren't you?
You're I am a Republican. You're a I am a card carrier. I can show you the card right now. I've,
get out the
and
card.
I carried guns.
There you go.
That's
that makes me
thing.
Republican.
That's kind of
the same thing. That's two.
That is a Republican voting card.
He's a GOP. Look at this. Proud member of the GOP right there.
Look at
proud
that.
Member
he
of the GOP.
He does have his voting card.
It's got a couple tears in it.
Old party.
But that's okay. Hey, yeah. Look at that.
What does he mean by leftist? Because I'm right-handed.
Oh, is that what he meant? Because
I'm
I mean,
confused,
I took this comment completely out of context. And that's what he was talking
I
about.
I don't want to attack Mr. Blackwell.
Yeah, I apologize, Mr. Blackwell. If you were talking about whether or not we were right or left-handed, I thought you were talking about political affiliation.
Well, we're all right-handed, though, aren't we?
I'm right-handed.
So yeah, right-handed. So it is. So yeah. This show's heavily right-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome, Mr. Blackwell.
I'm a rightist.
Welcome,
Mr. Blackwell.
Thanks for listening.
I'm kind of a righter.
I also hope Obama fails. I didn't just feel that way. Just me.
I hope your kidneys fail.
I hope your kidneys fail. Hey, by the way,
nice.
Stop having that stupid dinner if you can't have a comedian say anything without getting in trouble for three
she
weeks
didn't
after.
Get in trouble, did she?
No, she did take some flack.
What are we talking about, by the way? Let's
talk about Wanda Sykes at the radio correspondence dinner.
It was really funny.
She was great.
Everyone should go watch that. It's a really funny.
She was great. It's on YouTube in like three different places. You should go see it. It's really funny, and there's nothing. I mean, like, come on. What do you want her to say?
Yeah.
If you can't get on stage and wish for Rush Limbaugh's kidneys to fail, what can you say in this
What's
country?
What's the point? Rape jokes. This isn't the What's America left? That I know and love.
If you can't wish death on somebody like Rush Limbaugh.
On a public figure like Rush Limbaugh.
I don't even want to talk in public anymore.
Nope. That's why we don't. All right. Well, everyone, thanks for commenting as usual. We do read them because there's only four or five. So we take time out of our busy schedule to read them. And
sometimes we take time out of our busy schedule to write them.
That's true as well.
Thank you, Mr. Blackwell.
Well, it's safe to say that this has been an exciting week here at Podcast Don't Suck.
Yes.
And I just want to say thank you again to all the listeners for their lovely letters and support they've been giving us.
Yeah, thank you,
through
guys.
The hard times and the good times.
Mm-hmm. Both times.
And don't forget that Mondays Don't Suck is going to a weekly show for the summer, because we had such a big summer last summer. We want to have an even bigger summer.
That's right.
Packed houses. Everyone drink and have a good time on Monday night. So don't forget about going there. Mondays Don't Suck at the Speakeasy.
Speakeasy.
So for 796 Entertainment, I've been Dan O'Donohue. With me has been Spencer Hicks.
Sweet nothings.
Mr. Brad Chad Porter.
Thank you, Gumshoe.
And Mr. Derek Smith.
Thank you to me for me being me. So... yeah.
You just kind of woke up right there at the end, didn't you?
Thank you for freaking...
It's that cotton gin I've been slipping.
Nice.
Miss Grim.